Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. It's always a pleasure to be with you. We got some really good stuff straight ahead with our good friend Ray Keating. Ray's back with us. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and chief economist with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's also a columnist at Newsday, which is an outstanding publication there in the New York area, the tri-state area. And he's our good friend Ray Keating. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Glad to be here.
He's also, Ray, by the way, folks, is also the author of D.C. by the Numbers, U.S. by the Numbers, and did I miss any, Ray?
New York by the Numbers.
I forgot about that.
Sandwiched in between those two.
And soon to be Rhode Island by the Numbers, I think, maybe. I know this may be a little bit mean, Ray, but I have to ask about the sports book.
We're back on track. Actually,
I'm not talking about the room in one of the casinos either. I'm talking about Ray's sports book.
Yeah, no, I'm getting back on track. Actually, it's a book on the relationship between government and sports, politics,
right.
And sports, and I'm doing that for the Cato Institute, some fine free market folks in Washington. So I'm back on track with that, and behind schedule, but nonetheless working on it.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing that, Ray. Let's talk, before we talk about small business politics, let's talk about politics just in general for a moment. We have an election year coming up. It is an election year, I should say. We got elections coming up in November. It's not looking good for the Republicans right now. But the truth is, it's not like the Democrats have done anything to move people toward them. It's almost like if they win something, it's going to be by default. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. I think it's, first off, you got to remember this. In politics, between May and November is an eternity, so anything
right.
can happen. But, you know, certainly if you look at the recent trends in the poll numbers, Republicans are face quite a challenge. But the Democrats, you know, you can't just be against something. I mean, you have to have an alternative, and you have to have a positive and a productive alternative. And
I have a friend who calls them against-ivists.
Yeah, and again, politics is politics. So, you know, if your opponents are having problems, you certainly, you know, kind of let them have their problems. But you do have to present alternatives as well. And, you know, one of the other things to think about, we hear a lot about whether Republicans are going to lose control of the House. One thing to remember, and I found this fascinating, some political analysis that was done, that, you know, in terms of the competitive seats that are actually around, there aren't that many. And, you know, just to give you an idea.
Plenty of Republicans who don't understand why it's a bad idea to raise minimum wage. I talked about her because she says this is her number one thing. I don't know too many Republicans who that's all that they have on their mind right now, but that's what she has on her mind, so go ahead.
Yeah, no, for example, the Republicans in Michigan in the State House, they caved earlier this year and agreed to hike the minimum wage in their state. So it's a bipartisan issue. And, you know, I wish folks could have heard. I went to the 60th anniversary dinner. It was a wonderful event on Saturday night for the Foundation for Economic Education, FEED.
They're the people who introduced me to Frederick Bastiat.
They are great folks. And
they are.
And they publish the Freeman magazine, which I'm a contributing editor to. Fundamentals on liberty and freedom and how it all ties into the economy. They're the folks. And it was a wonderful dinner. And one of the honorees was Walter Williams, great economist.
Former head of the George Mason, the economics department.
Right, absolutely correct. And he
right
gave
before
a wonderful
Don
talk.
Boudreau took his place.
He gave a wonderful talk, and he mentioned the minimum wage and how, you know, people just don't understand the economics of this and how it prices, you know, young, inexperienced workers out of the marketplace. It removes those jobs. You know, government comes in and imposes this mandate, and then various jobs are gone. And he made a couple of wonderful examples. He said he was talking about movie ushers. You know, when he was growing up, there were movie ushers in movie theaters, and he said, you know, it's not, we don't have them today, and it's not because Americans want to stumble around in the dark in the movie theater, but it's because that job has been priced away. It's gone away because of the minimum wage. And he made the same case for when you go into a gas station. He said, you used to pull into a gas station a long time ago, and people come out and wipe your windows down and do all sorts of stuff. And he said, today we have self-serve. And he said, why have those jobs gone away? He said, not because people want to smell like, have their hands smell like gasoline, and they like that, but it's because of the minimum wage. And the minimum wage has just made a lot of those, you know, initial jobs that you used to get, price them out of the market. And, yep, you know, businesses have gone with automation, or they shifted, they reorganize, or they move certain tasks, add them on to other more skilled workers. So the bottom line is the people that they say they're helping, they wind up hurting.
I think it's appropriate, Ray, to point out that Walter Williams is a black man.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and it's also, what's also interesting.
Let me make sure I explain myself. The reason I say that, folks, is because typically, I guess what I'm getting at is how many venues where black folks get together is Walter Williams allowed to speak? How many of those venues is he invited to? You know, we need more of that kind of thinking. I just think his words need to be more available to everybody.
Oh, I think you're right. And he's, you know, again, pick up the Freeman magazine. He's in there regularly, and he has his own syndicated column. Mm-hmm. You know, and also, you know, his own story is fascinating. You know, he met his wife while he was driving a cab. And, you know, that's the American story. This man went from driving a cab to becoming one of our leading economists and getting the Adam Smith Award from the Foundation for Economic Education. That's the American, you know, that's the American story right there.
Right, absolutely. And, well, the thing about minimum wage is, you know, most companies don't pay people minimum wage if they have skills that make them worth more than minimum wage. I mean, in our business, we don't do that. I know lots of small businesses, and they don't pay people minimum wage just because they can. They only pay minimum wage if they have anybody who makes minimum wage, because they absolutely are entry level. And that's where you have to start those people.
That's exactly right.
It has nothing to do with holding people down. It has nothing to do with trying to squeeze a penny of profit out of an employee. It has nothing to do with that.
You're absolutely right. And as they gain their skills and their work experience, just like everybody else, they climb the ladder and they earn higher wages. And that's, you know, it's basic economic common sense. But again, when you get back to the statement by Nancy Pelosi and the unfortunate, you know, Republicans and Democrats that will say they're on board for a minimum wage hike, and the economics again goes out the window, and they start pandering. It's political pandering.
And again, I want to remind people of something you said earlier, and that I added on to, and that is that this is not just the Democrats push this the most, folks, but there are plenty of Republicans, wobbly Republicans, I call them, who are willing to go along with it. And it's bad economics. It's bad for the economy. It's bad for our population. Tintel, we're going to be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ray Keating is our guest. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're working with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray, give us that website, please.
Sure, www.sbecouncil.org, and all sorts of good stuff up there. We've got some new partnerships that people can check out on the website, and we're updating it almost daily, so there's always good stuff on there for small business owners.
Check that out when you get a chance, folks. And can I still find the report card of my delegation on how they voted for small business? Can I still get that there?
I'm glad you brought that up, Jim. I believe you can if you use the search engine. But this month, and I don't have the exact date, we will be releasing the latest edition. So that will be hot off the presses.
I'd like to make a plea to you guys to leave a really direct button on your homepage.
You got it. Absolutely.
Would you do that for us? I give people your website all the time for that reason. Just, you know, I say go there and see how your delegation voted on small business.
Yep, you got it. When we first put it up, we usually leave it up for a few months.
I think it should always be there.
Well, your case has been made, sir, and I will pass it on to the powers that be.
I tell people that every week. I say, go to this site and see how your delegation voted. I mean, I think it's one of the most important links for small business public policy in cyberspace, and I appreciate you guys making that available. Okay, we got a couple of big things coming up this month in Congress. Small business health plans to allow small business owners to buy health care in groups, through their chambers, through their trade groups, whatever, through, you know, an organization like yours, across state lines, band together, get better discounts and better coverage. That's going to be voted on, I think, this week, Ray.
I think you're right, and that is a big step in the right direction.
In the Senate, I should say. In the Senate.
Right. And
already passed the House.
And that's a big step in the right direction. We at SBE Council have long argued for the pro competition, pro consumer choice options in terms of healthcare reform, rather than the big government stuff that makes no sense whatsoever. So, savings.
I'm going to predict that if the small business health plans gets passed this month, and then goes to conference and the president signs it this year, I'm going to predict that within 2 years. It will be such an unbelievable success. The economy, it will be an incredible dividend to the economy because of the strength that it'll make, the increased strength that it'll position in positioning that it'll give to small business owners. The number of employees of Americans without health care will drop exponentially, and I believe it'll be the death knell to any conversation about universal health care. That's my prediction.
Wow. All right.
you heard it right here. What do you think?
I will agree with you on the impact on the market. It's going to be clearly a big plus. I don't think the debate over universal health care is ever going to go away.
Am I being a little bit of a Pollyanna there?
Yeah.
But, hey, Ray, one can hope. I mean, if we don't hope about these things, if we don't have hope, what do we have?
I think the best answer to the universal health care group is to show that the market works. So that's clearly this is going to work to our advantage. But the folks that dream, the Ted Kennedys of the world and others that dream of, nationalized healthcare, socialized medicine, don't really care what actually works in the marketplace.
So you're saying they don't trust themselves with the facts, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Health savings accounts are truly a revolution in healthcare in terms of what we've had in the past, more and more people are using them.
That's right.
But that doesn't matter to somebody
what will happen, though. We'll have those people in museums instead of out in the public, and people will go there and say, see there's a guy who's still talking about universal healthcare.
Well, I hope you're right, but I think there's always going to be a constituency as well that will buy into that.
Or not museums, but sideshows. Maybe it'd be more like a sideshow. Okay, the death tax is coming up this month.
Yeah, well, we hope so. The death, the House has voted for permanent repeal. As I'm sure your listeners know that the death tax is being phased out. It goes away in 2010. It comes back in 2011 in full force. So we're trying to make the repeal permanent. The House, gave a thumbs up. Now it's the Senate. And, the vote was supposed to be in the middle of this month, and it got pushed back late this month, and then I read something in the paper recently, it might slip into June. But it's a very, very tight margin right now as to whether or not they will allow for a vote in the Senate. So it's a big issue for small business.
And that's the reason why I wanted you to tell the audience about it. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
That was great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. Quick break. Right back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.